Good evening. This is Jack Clements with Side Views on the News. Cities and places, services and science. Background on the day's top news, and once in a while we take time out from the heavy headlines. All designed to round out the day's news picture and record it for you each evening at this time. Yesterday, Captain Jack Pettis celebrated his 92nd birthday. Now, just in case you're one of the very few who don't know about Captain Jack, he's a former member of the Virginia State Capitol Police, served under 16 governors in that position. He's a member of the Pine Street Baptist Church, which incidentally is only 8 years older than Captain Jack is. And needless to say, he's a lifelong Democrat. He lives at 409 South Pine Street in Richmond, and he gets around about as well as a boy of 55 or 60 might. Captain Jack, I guess everybody always starts out by asking for your secret of long life. What is it?
Living right and doing right, owing nobody nothing, and serving the Lord the best of your ability.
Well, it seems to have worked pretty well for you.
It'll work pretty well for anybody that'll do it.
You've seen a lot of history come to pass in the Old Dominion, serving under these 16 governors. Who was the first man that you served under? Who appointed you to the Capitol?
Governor Lee appointed me to a job in 1889. But I didn't have the education to fill the job. So he says to me, what job can you fill? My father was wounded in his company during the war between the states. And he used to come out home, and he appointed me to a clerical job. Well, I didn't have the education to fill that. So he says, what job can you fill? I said, I think I can fill a policeman's job. Well, he says, who are you for governor? I said, I'm for Dick Burns for governor. He says, oh, you for Burns against McKinney? I said, certainly. I said, Governor, suppose you live here in Richmond and I'm a citizen of Richmond. You suppose I'm going back on my own hometown man for a man out of the city? McKinney lives in Farmville. Burns lives here in Richmond.
And what year was that, Captain Jack?
That was in 1889, and long in there, you know.
And you still got the job.
He says, well, don't you know McKinney's going to be? I said, I guarantee you that McKinney will be nominated. I think he'll get out of the 1,200 delegates in the convention around here at the 7th Street Armory. McKinney got 1,000 on the first ballot. Burns didn't get but 200. But one proper thing for me to do as a citizen of Richmond to vote against my hometown man.
When did you retire, Captain Jack?
They retired me in 1948.
Were you ready to retire? You
think? No, sir. I'd like to be old man now.
Who was governor then?
Governor Tuck.
Who do you think was the best governor you served under?
Oh, well, now that's a mighty hard question. The most friendly man that I served under was E. Lee Trinkle. He was what you call a high-toned Virginia gentleman. Come out there and take his coat off and lay it down on the grass and chat with you and sit in a chair and stay around with you for hours at a time.
Who do you think was the most colorful governor you ever served under?
Andrew Jackson Montague.
Why do you say that?
Well, he's the smartest man, was the smartest man's ever been governor since the war between the states. Educational qualification.
I imagine a lot of unusual things happened to you while you were serving on the Capitol Police. I imagine a lot of unusual things happened to you.
Oh, my goodness, yes, indeed.
For instance, could you recall two or three of them for us?
Well, the fight between Tom Martin and Fitzhugh Lee for United States Senator was one of the greatest uproars that we ever had in the Capitol all the time I was there. Now, several of our Richmond delegates had told the people in Richmond here they were going to vote for Fitzhugh Lee. But when their names were called, they voted for Tom Martin. Well, this man, extra Billy Smith, met Mr. Austin Cavill in the rotunda and challenged him for a fight right there. And we had to take a hold and get him out the way.
Right there in front of George Washington
yes.
And everybody. What's this I hear about you kissing all the girls who came
well,
and went?
I don't know. They all kissed me yesterday. I reckon 100 of them kissed me.
Well, now, you did your share of kissing of the girls while you were working on the Capitol grounds, didn't you?
Well, I kissed them if they come around and wanted to be kissed.
How could you tell if they wanted to be kissed?
Oh, well, according to the way they talked, if you talk with them, find out.
There have been a number of changes in the Capitol grounds, I would imagine, over these years that you served. Has the Capitol itself changed much since you first began service?
Since they put me off in 1948, why, they've made more changes over there than ever I thought they'd ever make. Now, under Governor Swanson's administration, they run those walks after they built the wings onto the building. Under Andrew Jackson Montague's administration, Swanson come in after Montague was out. They built those wings on there. They run the walkway down, and the walkway that come down from the steps at 9th Street, or as you come up the hill from 9th Street, mm-hmm. to the Capitol, 9th and Street coming out to Gatia, that there was 12 inches on landscape gardeners. Because he wanted to take that tree down, and it's an ash tree. It's the only ash tree in the park, and the prettiest tree in the park.
Well, that's sort of a monument to you, isn't it? Didn't you save that tree?
I saved it by this way, and I'm going to tell you. I talked with Swanson about it, and Swanson says, Captain Jackie says, we've employed this man, and we got to go by his instructions. I said, oh, no, Governor. If you cut this tree down, I bet you will never be elected to nothing again as long as you live.
Well, that helped change his mind right there.
Oh, no, that didn't help him. So I said to one of my men, I said, come here. Go down to the mansion and tell Mr. Swanson to come up here quick.
And that turned the trick right there.
That turned the trick.
Captain Jack, have you missed an election in recent years?
Never missed an election since I had a vote.
You going to vote this November?
Yes, sir, if the Lord lets me stay in. I hope we'll have a Democratic president, but we won't have one if they nominate Stevenson.
What do you think about voting a split ticket?
Huh?
What do you think about voting a split ticket?
Split? I don't think nothing of it. I don't think any man either ought to be a Democrat or a Republican. Don't have no splits. During the war between the states, we had the Whig Party here in Richmond. Billy Mahone, General Mahone, when the war was over, left the Whig Party and went over to the Republican Party and was elected United States Senator to fill an unexpired term that somebody had died. If he'd have stayed with the Democrats, he'd have been Governor of Virginia belonged to him, but he left us, went over to the Republican Party. He never got nowhere.
Well, the same thing happened to Judge Waddell, too, didn't it?
Well, Judge Waddell, you know, the Republican Congress unseated Captain Wise and seated George Waddell, or Governor Waddell, or Judge Waddell at that election. Then in 2 years afterwards, Judge Waddell run against Captain Wise, and Wise beat him over the wall. He beat him careful, beat him 5-1. And then Judge Waddell was appointed United States judge by the president.
Well, you don't go along then with voting half Republican and half Democrat.
No, sir. Nick them out.
Who was the first president you voted for, Captain
Jackson? Grover Cleveland.
In
1884.
Well, you've seen a lot of Democratic presidents elected since then. How's your health, Captain Jack? How are you feeling these days?
Well, I just told the gentleman a while ago. I've been a little under the weather, worse since October than I've ever been in my whole life. I never spent $10 for doctor's bill in my life before this coming October, this last going October.
Well, we hope you're going to be feeling much better.
I want
to wish you a very happy birthday yesterday,
even
if it is a day late. And I'm sure that you'll be casting your vote in November, and this time next year on your 93rd birthday, we want you right back at this microphone.
All right.
That was Captain Jack Pettis. And these have been Side Views on the News, stories from near and far, recorded each evening at this time, designed to round out the day's news picture for you. Tonight, our guest was Captain Jack Pettis, who celebrated his 92nd birthday yesterday, a former member of the Virginia State Capitol Police who served under 16 governors in that position. Stay tuned for tomorrow's weather. This is Jack Clements, and this is WRVA Radio,
WRVB-FM, Richmond, Virginia.